Good morning. A large ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere is settling in overhead. That's going to bring warmer temperatures our way, both at the surface and at the mid-levels of the atmosphere. The warm air in the mid-levels will prevent any thunderstorm development today. We'll have a few fair-weather cumulus clouds. Otherwise, we'll have plenty of sunshine. And with the high pressure center at the surface close to Bermuda, a southwesterly wind flow will allow temperatures to climb through the upper 80s and in many cases even into the lower 90s today. With the higher humidity, it'll feel even a few degrees warmer this afternoon. Skies will remain clear with the high pressure center in control tonight. It'll be muggy with areas of fog developing and lows back into the 60s. More hazy sun, hot and humid weather tomorrow. With a little bit of energy passing through that ridge of high pressure, we may see one or two thunderstorms fire tomorrow afternoon as highs approach 90 once again. There's still the risk of an isolated thunderstorm on Wednesday, but the bigger story remains the heat and humidity as temperatures remain in the upper 80s to near 90 for afternoon highs. Eventually, a trough of low pressure will head in our direction, and a stronger amount of energy will pivot through the Great Lakes and into southern Canada. This will make a close enough approach during the day on Thursday that more of us will see the opportunity for scattered showers and thunderstorms, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the mid-80s. On Friday, we still run the risk of a leftover shower as that trough will still be pushing through, highs in the lower 80s, but it looks like it'll dry just in time for the weekend with a good amount of sunshine on Saturday and Sunday and highs back into the lower and middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the central high plains. Dew points will reach the mid-60s from western Kansas into southern Nebraska and far eastern Colorado. Thunderstorms will likely develop first over the higher terrain before developing over adjacent foothills and plains. Effective shear values near 40 knots and vertically veering wind profiles will support supercell structures capable of strong winds, large hail, and a couple of tornadoes even cannot be ruled out. And the National Hurricane Center is monitoring an area of showers and thunderstorms associated with a low-pressure center located several hundred miles southwest of the Cape Verde Islands as it continues to show signs of organization. Environmental conditions appear conducive for development during the next few days, and a tropical depression will likely form by the middle of the week while the system moves westward or west-northwestward near 15 miles per hour. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Kochi Airport in Japan at 2 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. The last report of hail was at Poznan, Poland at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. At Mount Washington this morning, a quarter mile visibility under mostly cloudy skies and fog, 52 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 21 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 34 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 8 miles visibility and fog, 67 degrees, and the dew point is 64, 91% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.09 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 122 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 29 at Snake River Ranger Station in Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny with an isolated thunderstorm in the lower 90s, Boston sunny in the lower to mid-90s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 88 degrees, the low, 64, the average temperature, 76, that's 6 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 2.99 inches, which is 1.07 inches above average, and 21.83 inches for the year, which is 2.78 inches of precipitation below average. There were 11 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 125, and 614 for the year. The average high temperature at Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 60, the record high, 97, set in 1913, and the record low, 40, in 1979. Sunrise this morning was at 6:03 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:54 p.m., 13 hours and 51 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and humid today, with highs in the middle to upper 80s. Clear and muggy tonight, with areas of fog, lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and humid today, with highs in the lower to mid-90s. Clear and muggy tonight, with areas of fog, lows near 70. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, humid today, with highs near 90. Clear and muggy tonight, with areas of fog, lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, humid today, with highs in the lower 90s. Clear and muggy tonight, with areas of fog, lows in the upper 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and humid today, with highs in the lower 90s. Clear and muggy tonight, with areas of fog developing, lows in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, hazy, hot, and humid, with the outside chance of a thunderstorm near 90. More warm and humid air on Wednesday. Hazy sunshine with an isolated thunderstorm possible and highs in the upper 80s. A better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms Thursday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-80s. A leftover shower Friday, otherwise partly sunny, lower 80s. And more sunshine mixed with some clouds over the weekend, with highs both days in the lower to mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.